in a twist straight out of a sci-fi movie. The infamous Groom Lake facility, affectionately known as Area 51, has found itself in the midst of a creature conundrum that's leaving even Mulder and Scully scratching their heads. On July 30th, under the cover of night, or maybe some conveniently misplaced camouflage netting, a mysterious creature, approximately 7 feet tall and sporting a dapper shade of dark gray, executed a daring escape from the clutches of secrecy. The U.S. Air Force, normally quite serious about its classified escapades, is now surprisingly in a rather cryptic conversation with the public. "Help us locate this enigmatic escape artist," they declared, promptly followed by a theatrical pause before they solemnly added, "But, please, oh please, do not attempt to engage it in any kind of conversation or interpretive dance-off." Witnesses who managed to spot the elusive escapee describe it as a cross between a Sasquatch and a stand-up comedian, lanky, gray, and probably quite the Joker. Eyewitness accounts suggest that the creature might have been the one pulling pranks on those poor, unsuspecting UFO enthusiasts for decades. Reports of crop circles in the shape of Pac-Man and circles with cat whiskers have only fueled the legend. Despite the Air Force's pleas, rumors have spread faster than melted cheese on a hot plate of nachos. Some say the creature's real name is Gary the Great Gray and he's a misunderstood poet in search of his next rhyme scheme. Others believe he's the distant cousin of E.T., on vacation and looking for a cosmic phone booth. While the truth might be stranger than fiction, the U.S. Air Force has issued a stark warning to anyone who comes across this lanky labyrinth lurker. Admire from a safe distance, snap a selfie if you dare, and immediately report the coordinates, but under no circumstances challenge it to a dance-off. After all, they say laughter is the best medicine, but trying to outwit a creature that's spent who knows how long avoiding government agents might just be the perfect recipe for becoming a laughingstock of intergalactic proportions. Note: stern warning signs adorned with an air of seriousness now punctuate the perimeter of the enigmatic Groom Lake facility, serving as a visual crescendo to the unfolding comedy of the gray escapee. But here's the twist. The cautionary messages are conspicuously absent of English, opting instead for an array of extraterrestrial alphabets and hieroglyphics that could only be deciphered by the likes of a universal linguist with a flair for humor. As it turns out, the decision to bypass Earth's lingua franca was a preemptive measure, taken in the name of cosmic diplomacy. After all, if an interstellar being proficient in puns and comedic timing decides to join our earthly ranks, the least we could do is extend a comical olive branch through signage that showcases our own interplanetary linguistic prowess, or lack thereof.